1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes 1. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3 and 4,
all right, we're going to take you back now, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. Back to the 1950s, 1970s style with the kids of 2019. We got a lot of ages in there somewhere to cover. All right, I want to welcome into the studio this morning. We have the cast members from Happy Days starting our first performances tonight at West Bend High School, Silver Lining Arts Center. I'm going to have you guys go through and introduce yourselves and talk about and introduce your characters.
Hi, I'm Tyler Galanti. I play Chachi Arcola in Happy Days.
Hi, I'm Rachel Vogel. I play Pinky Tuscadero in Happy Days.
I am Frankie Bright, and I play Arthur the Fonz Fonzarelli in Happy Days.
I'm Micaiah Wallace, and I play Richie Cunningham in Happy Days.
All right, well, welcome. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And first performance is tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. At 7 o'clock.
And then other performances are?
Saturday at 1 o'clock and then Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And, all right, let's talk a little bit about, I'm kind of confused here as to where you guys fit time-wise. I mean, did you watch, obviously you didn't watch Happy Days the first time around.
Right.
No.
Did you watch some of it to get the scene for the show?
YouTube was my best friend when trying to get the mannerisms and the way Fonzie did things, to get all of that down. YouTube is my best friend. It was just hours and nights where I would just go on YouTube, find episodes of Happy Days, best of Fonz moments, and stuff like that, where I can just watch and study and see how I can relate my character as best as I can.
Did you take a trip down to Milwaukee to see the bronze Fonz to kind of channel?
Unfortunately, I did. I really wanted to.
We didn't.
But we didn't get to.
Our director actually told us to watch a couple episodes. She required us to do that so we knew how the environment was, so we could be more like all the people back in the day.
Okay, all right. So let's talk a little bit about the plot of the show.
Well, the story is about saving Arnold because it's going to be bought out by a company called Wells Winter and Wacker in the show. And the general plot or the biggest story is they're going to try and save Arnold, and there are a lot of like other scenes and ideas that are brought up from different characters to try and save the show. There are a lot of other little subplots, like Fonzie and his knee, and because of his knee, he can't do one of the subplots that are going to save Arnold, and Pinky and Fonzie, which Rachel can talk about.
Yeah, so with saving Arnold's, they have all these different fundraisers they put together, and Pinky comes back from her motorcycle tour to be a guest judge, which then brings up the conflict between Pinky and Fonz because of their old love, and it's just this on-again, off-again fighting thing between them. And then...
I mean, it's about saving Arnold's, and we'll just have to see if that happens. I mean...
And we should mention, just for people who may not remember, Arnold's, of course, was the drive-in in Happy Days.
The soda shop drive-in where everybody hung out.
Pat Morita played Arnold originally, from the guy from The Karate Kid.
Right.
And then he eventually left the show, and it became Al's when Al Molinaro, who I think is actually from Milwaukee.
Is he?
Okay. I think he actually is. I think he took over the place. But anyway, and Tyler, what's the Chachi connection?
So during the whole show itself, it kind of is before Joni and Chachi start getting together, so it's the setup to the spinoff of the other show.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, which was not nearly as good as Happy Days for anyone who was paying attention. But anyway, how long you guys been practicing for this?
We auditioned back in November, and then we had a month and a half to just kind of chill out. And then we started our rehearsals in January, got our scripts, and we started learning our music. And then after we got a bit of that done, we started learning choreography and blocking for our scenes, learning our lines. We had a deadline for remembering our lines. So it all happened very fast. We had like a lot of time, but it went super fast.
Well, and it went quick because we had like 6 rehearsals gone with snow days.
Right.
Right.
Which totally put us off track. But
sure. So this week for us has been really good. We've gone from point A to point B in a snap. We're on top of our game now. So.
All right. So, and this is a musical. We should let people know lots mm-hmm. of singing and dancing and 50s music.
Yep, oh, yes. Absolutely.
Traditional 50s music?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
There's a barbershop quartet in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which Richie and I are part of.
Yep, yes. With Ralph Melf and Potsy.
Okay.
So there's a song between me and Chachi called Heartbeat, which is very 50s-esque
okay.
Style. So.
Doo-wop-y style? Kind
yes,
of stuff.
Absolutely.
There we go.
And
mm-hmm.
doo-wop girls and everything.
All right. So pretty much every familiar character from the series is in the play then?
Yep.
The
yep.
Cunninghams, Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham. Mm-hmm.
It pretty much takes the whole show and wraps it up into just one large musical that's for everybody. There's humor for kids, adults, you know, everything. So.
Okay. All right. Now, you all have acting experience. I found out when you came in, you were all in a show that I saw not too long ago, Newsies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what other acting experience? You want to just let's touch on that. What other acting experience have you had?
Well, for me, besides Newsies, I think I've been in 10 other shows, including Adam's Family, and Joseph, and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and many, many more.
Okay.
Besides Newsies, nothing really. That was actually my first show. This
okay.
is only my second show.
Wow.
But I did Nutcracker with my dance company out in Port Washington. So that was kind of my first onstage delving.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I was also in Newsies and a variety of other things like Tyler. I've been on stage a lot with Tyler and without Tyler. I don't know. I'm very, very familiar with the stage. So.
All right. Yeah.
As well, my last show was Newsies, but I've done a couple of other ones before that. My first one was in 6th grade, I believe.
Yeah, me too.
Mine was 3rd grade.
3rd grade.
Little boy.
Yeah, I was with the high school. So it's kind of funny because my director now was the director for my first show.
Wait, what show was that?
Seussical.
Seussical, that's it.
Oh, okay.
So.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if people want to get tickets for Happy Days, what should they do?
They're available at the door. They're also available at many various banks in West Bend. I know Horicon State Bank has them.
Westbury
Jackson Branch has our tickets. The school district office in West Bend has tickets. You can buy them at the door. And then the school high school bookkeeping office, you can buy tickets.
All right. And again, give them the performance times.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, which is February 22nd, Friday. Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. as well.
Okay.
And then tickets are 10 for students, 12 for adults, I think 8 for seniors, and then children under 5 years old are free.
All right. All right. So what do you think after looking at, is this kind of your first exposure to sort of 1950s culture through a 1970s lens? Is that what we would call it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. As a middle schooler, I really liked the movie Grease.
Okay.
We had an 8th grade talent show, and I sang Grease Lightning with some of our friends. So the 50s culture has kind of always been my thing, like greasers, and I just love the look, love the character. So it's been very fun for me to be playing Fonzie because I'm just so into that that look. So the 50s are I'm very much interested in. If I could have been born in that time, that'd have been awesome.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I've always grown up loving the 50s. In my room, you know, I have a record player and I have a jukebox, and I just have always liked doo-wop as one of my favorite kind of music to listen to, and I will listen to it for hours and hours. That's just what I grew up with. And Grease, again, was one of my favorites. That was my favorite movie growing up when I was little. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then Grease Live came out, which I liked more than the movie originally for a little bit. But then I went back, you know, wait, this is classic. Gotta like the movie more.
An actual jukebox with 45s?
It's not a full big one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I wish. Oh, those are expensive, though.
One of Bart, who's probably listening out there right now, who sends me sports scores every day, has a jukebox in his basement with 45s.
Awesome.
So he may be at the show.
Awesome.
No.
We have a 1959 jukebox on stage. Actually.
Yep.
The Wurlitzer style, or what is it? The big, what's it kind of look like?
It's pretty much a box. I know it opens up from the front like this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the older ones. It's not the one with the light and the glass.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've got a motorcycle that's from the same year as the show is in 1959. So we're staying very accurate to our date. So.
All right.
I actually, when I was growing up, my dad, he was very into the old TV shows and all that, so I did watch Happy Days when I was growing up. And I remember when our director first introduced the show, everyone was very confused. Nobody knew what it was. But I was like, huh, I remember watching that when I was about 6 years old.
Okay.
So it's always had a kind of special place in my heart just because it's been with family since I was young, and I've always loved it.
It was probably on TV Land at that point, I'm thinking.
Probably, yeah.
Huh? All right.
I didn't really have much experience with, like, the 50s and knowing about that stuff outside of class. But when I found out that this was the show we were doing, like everyone else, I was very confused. And then I told my parents, and they were like, wow, I used to watch that show. And I was very impressed, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and going back to, like, being 6 years old, I remember messing around with my dad, and he goes, you remind me of the Fonz. So it was kind of, like, always a thing that's been in my life. It was kind of weird how that happened. It kind of just introduced me and kind of foreshadowed what was going on. As a kid, I always read Henry Winkler's books, the Hank Zipser series. So I'm kind of a little superstitious about it, but it's very cool.
And your hair is not. Nobody's hair is greased back yet this morning.
Not yet. Later tonight.
Coming up later. And do you yours get a lot of hairspray and teased?
Oh yeah.
The whole deal and
big,
all
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're gonna give us a signature Fonzie.
I mean, I guess I could.
I think you need to.
Here we go. Hey, whoa.
There we go.
There it is.
Do you actually get to smack the jukebox?
Yeah, like three times. It's awesome.
Important. All right. What else should people know? Because I know you guys got to get to class.
Yeah. Really. If you're not doing anything this weekend, it's truly a fun show to come out. It's of course it's happy. So you'll be leaving smiling. And you know, it took place in Milwaukee, which was the coolest part of the whole thing, that we Wisconsin kids are singing all about being Wisconsin high schoolers.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How many people in the cast?
I want to say about 40.
40. Yeah, I think that's right.
So, big cast.
Yeah, definitely. We had a much smaller cast last year in our musical.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. So, all right. Well, again, hey, thank you all very much for coming
in.
Thank you.
Too.
Appreciate it, and hope you guys all break legs tonight. Is that how you say it? I guess when you come, throw everybody in, right? That's the way to do it. All right. We're going to do, let's see, where are we going? Oh, here. Let's do Peter, Paul, and Mary. Taking us up to news, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.